The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent, for they had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. One last little thought for you today now, before we begin the Lenten season. And one last time, I'd just like to draw an idea or two out of our letter from St. James. So a lot of devout, really good, devout and well-meaning people live their lives thinking, perhaps not consciously thinking, but subconsciously thinking, that sin is like a great big cliff. And they definitely don't want to go over that cliff, but they want to come as close to the edge of that cliff as they possibly can come without going over. And in the mind of St. James, to wish such a thing is already to go over the cliff. Because as St. James says, whoever wants to be a lover of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Now, just a couple of clarifications right there. When the scripture talks about the world, sometimes people misunderstand this. He's not referring to all the people out there in the world as if we're the good guys and they're the bad guys. No, the world, generally speaking, refers to a spirit of opposition and an unwillingness to serve God and to keep his commandments. Okay? Second thing is, sometimes people will hear this, whoever's a lover of the world makes himself an enemy of God. And you'll begin to wonder, if I'm powerfully attracted to all the things of the world, right? Maybe I really am powerfully attracted to the idea of being recognized and approved, of comforts and things that money will buy. Does that make me an enemy of God? See, here's the thing. We're all attracted to very, very large doses of what we do not really need, right? And we want very, very little of what we do need. Very little prayer and very much rest. Very little spinach and very many potato chips. We're all like that, right? Does that make you an enemy of God? Well, it's important to differentiate between a temptation and a choice. And sometimes people don't differentiate, and they think that just the spirit of being tempted is already to be guilty. And that's not the case. It has to be a free choice. That's why St. James uses this word, adulterers. Now, when James says adulterers, he's not referring to the sin of adultery, but rather to a word with a rich history in the Old Testament. It's especially in the book of the prophet Hosea and Jeremiah and Ezekiel. And he called the people of Israel adulterers because they didn't love God first. They wanted to be like everybody else around them in the world, all the other nations. And he says, God called you to an exclusive relationship with himself, and even to desire to love something else is already to have a misplaced love. And the punishment, unfortunately, for that begins right here in this life. Where do the wars and the conflicts among you come from? It's from the passions that make war within your members. The word passion there is hedone in Greek, and you can almost hear the root of the word hedonistic. And it refers to a disordered desire for three things: for money, for power, and for pleasure, for all three of those things. A disordered desire for those things. And one who lives their life serving that disordered desire first of all, is in terrible turmoil with themselves. They're never happy. And then they spread that turmoil to all those around them, those in their homes, those in their communities, one nation to another. And here's St. James once again calling us back to a change of heart. Surprisingly, there's a line in here I don't think it's emphasized enough. He says, how do you draw yourself back to this peace? He says, draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. That sounds like just a generic statement, but it's actually a quote from the book of Leviticus and the book of Exodus. That was the phrase, the quotation that was used to instruct priests to bring people to temple worship. And one of the great powers to draw our hearts back into the service of God and away from the service of the world is to gather together in prayer. God bless you, that's what you're doing. But maybe you can share this with others who are seeking peace and not finding it and wondering why. One of the greatest powers that God has given us to draw our hearts back to himself is to gather together with our brothers and sisters in common liturgical prayer. Very, very powerful. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, St. James says. Once again, a reference to Old Testament cleansing before temple worship. It's not so much our hands that need to be washed, rather as our hearts. And what St. James says to us here on this final day before Lent, it's reminiscent of what our Lord said to his followers when he says, you can't serve two masters. You'll either love one and hate the other, and be devoted to one and despise the other. You can't serve both God and mammon. And this is our great temptation that we need to overcome. We're tempted to think that there's a third way, that you can either be really devout or you can be really sinful. And then there's this negative, there's this neutral third way that we can choose. It's neither devout nor sinful. And we're always tempted to think that we can be independent of God. And one of the things St. James is trying to tell us here is that there is no such thing. We have to serve the Lord with all of our hearts, or not to serve them at all. A little tiny thought now, before Lent begins, to seek out your misplaced loves. Put them in God's presence over the course of these next 40 days and ask for his healing. Lent is actually a really, really great season. Difficult, but great. Let's embrace it with enthusiasm. Amen.